Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Arts and Entertainment Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Wednesday evening, August 27th, 2025, and we have a great mix of arts and entertainment headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline. Transportation Museum Collection, being auctioned by Central Mass Auctions. After 34 years in business, the Harlansburg Station Transportation Museum has closed, and Central Mass Auctions is offering its collection in an online auction ending on September 9, 2025. The museum, founded by Donald Barnes in 1991, features a diverse array of transportation memorabilia, including railroad items, nautical pieces, a California Highway Patrol motorcycle, Greyhound bus ticket window, vintage gas pumps, and more. Mr. Barnes, a former commercial airline pilot, began collecting during his layovers in various cities, engaging with people from different transportation industries. The auction includes local memorabilia, like a Pittsburgh airport sign and a steam engine from the Pittsburgh and Lake Erie headquarters. Auctioneer Wayne Tuiscula expressed admiration for the collection and Central Mass Auction's role in handling the sale. The public can preview items on September 6th and 7th, with online bidding ending on September 9th. Visit the Central Mass Auctions website for more information.
Philly Joe Tattoo Studio to open Newtown, PA's first ever tattoo parlor with speakeasy flair. Philly Joe Tattoo Studio, led by celebrated artist Joe Thomas, is set to make history as the first tattoo parlor approved in Newtown, Pennsylvania. Located at 159 Sycamore Street, the 4,000-square-foot space is being transformed into a luxury speakeasy-inspired studio by Thomas. With a grand opening scheduled for October, the studio aims to redefine the tattoo experience in Newtown while bringing fresh entertainment to the business district. Thomas, with over a decade of tattooing experience, founded Philly Joe Tattoo Studio in Bensalem, where it celebrated its fifth anniversary in January 2024. Despite initial rejection from Newtown, Thomas persevered and gained support from State Senator Frank Ferry. The studio will offer a range of services including tattoos, laser removal, permanent makeup, piercing, and more, with plans to host comedy nights, karaoke, and live music events. The grand opening in October will feature a ribbon-cutting ceremony and community celebration, marking a turning point for Newtown's art and community spirit. What is a cowboy town without a stagecoach? 1959. A. Aubrey Bodine. A. Aubrey Bodine's photograph, What is a Cowboy Town Without a Stagecoach? 1959, captures the essence of the Old West with a meticulously crafted stagecoach. Bodine, a renowned pictorialist, believed in the creative potential of photography and constantly experimented with techniques to achieve his artistic vision. His extensive body of work, spanning 47 years, showcases his exceptional craftsmanship and artistic flair. To learn more about Bodine's life and view his collection of over 6,000 photographs, visit www.aubreybodine.com. Reprints and note cards of his images are also available for purchase on the website. For inquiries, contact info at aubreybodine.com or call 1-800-556-7226.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Arts and Entertainment Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirectCom, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.